Good morning. 6:34 a.m. 8:31. I'm out on my normal time today for a change. I got to get back into my schedule. That's just all there is to it. I've been sort of drifting about for the last couple of weeks. I need to fix that today. And of course, I say that, and my day's schedule is automatically defunct because I'll be spending most of the morning with a bunch of high school kids. I'm actually quite stoked about that. For those of you who missed it, last night was the Books and Beer Hangout with Evo and Jeff Moriarty, Evo Terra, Jeff Moriarty of ePublish Unum. Deborah Geary and I spent a lovely hour talking to people who wanted to know why. I'm slowing down this morning. Why people who don't write standard stories sell so well. You know, I really do think that part of it is that we don't write standard stories. The idea of the rules, the name of the hangout was Rules for Writers and When to Break Them or something like that. And the question is really, are there rules? That was one of the questions that I suggested to Evo. Are there rules? And are there rules that are universal for all writers that other than write and tell a good story, but what constitutes a good story? Now, I've tended to put my story structures into a more accessible form in terms of three acts, in terms of having a bit more surface conflict. In part, that's due to genre. The Ishmael Wong stories were largely about an internal conflict, or a series of internal conflicts that ultimately were excised in an unfortunate way. And the story arc is the arc. For Tan Fairport stories, those need to be, because the nature of the genre is that they need to be a little more physical. They need to have a little more direct. I need to write some better villains. Entirely obvious to me at this point. And in book three, I hope I'm going to have a better villain, as well as some more direct antagonists. Although perhaps it might have to wait until a later story, I'm not sure. In part because I've got book three sort of... Yeah, I think I sort of know where book three is going to go. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure I want to mess with that. What I have to do is get this silly book out of copy edit and into publication. I'm getting people, and Evo reminded me that I fell into a Books and Beer Hangout last month and said that I'd have a book by August 1st. And here it is, September 1st, tomorrow, and I still don't have a book. So, yeah. And on top of that, I owe John Miro a story. And I owe another podcast to the Dave and Brian over at the Writers Podcast. I have to talk to Brian today, see what that's supposed to be. I had originally volunteered to go in and do a brainstorm with them, because everybody needs brainstorming now and again, and I thought it would be fun to take a story idea and see where it went. It was interesting to play in, which doesn't seem like a direct segue, but it is. It was interesting to play in the Bulldogs series. That anthology should be out soon. I don't remember where it is now. But that's, I really need to get to that one. But that was an interesting experience, writing very pulpy science fictions. Science fiction that really didn't have to hang too tightly together. It didn't need a lot of, it didn't need any world building, because the world was there, and my challenge was to live within the parameters of that world and tell a story from that world. Much like The Gangster, which brings me back to Sigler. I have to write that one too. So yeah, I need to get this off my plate because I've got some other small projects that need to get done. I need to finish recording this one. Yikes, things are beginning to stack up. I hadn't quite realized. Something I need to think about. And yes, Tara pointed out that I left a note, because yesterday I was doing the Don Henley thing, and instead of brown skin, I kept saying brown hair. And I don't know why, but I got that brown hair phrase stuck in my head. And when I went home, I realized that I was saying it wrong. I had been saying it wrong all that time. And so when I sat down to make the post, I sat down to say, yes, I know it's really brown skin. What I wrote was, yes, I know it's really brown hair. It's like, yeah, obviously you're right there in the moment, right there, being part of the day. Brain fart. I can't believe it. I was like, Tara, thank you, Tara, for pointing it out. I was like, what? I said it in the note. It's not. And I went and looked and realized that the note said brown skin too. I was like, oh God. Anyway. I got a rock. So 18 minutes, yeah, not great for the first mile. I was listening to Writers Roundtable, Writers Podcast, the 20 minutes with Shannon somebody. It's like, yeah, I really need to bring my A game. I've sort of been lurking in the back of the room for a while. On a more positive and largely upbeat note, I weighed in again this morning just to see, because there's been some hints that perhaps Monday's weigh-in wasn't exactly what I thought. So I weighed in this morning and I was down 3.5 pounds since Monday. Which makes me think two things. One, that's an error. And two, Monday's was also an error. Because I think Monday should have been lower and I think today should have been higher. But that was an astonishing number to see. And I need to weigh in tomorrow and reset all of my goals and pointers. So I'm back on my Saturday weigh-in schedule. Anyway. Turn eastward. It's kind of a foggy morning this morning. There's a haze all around. I can see the haze between me and the shopping center, which is less than a half mile away. So there's a fair amount of fog out here. I'm not surprised given that the air is quite chilly. 55 at the airport, 60 here. And Even after almost a mile and a half, my fingers are still kind of chilly because of the air temperature and the moisture. It's quite a cool morning. I heard more geese earlier. They're going to be flying seriously here very soon. That was unfortunate. Stepped in a hole. Twisted my kneecap. Ouch. So yeah, I have to get my act together, get cleaned up. I have to be over at the high school by 9 o'clock to meet Mr. Humphrey at 9:05 at the office. And we're going to talk to kids about writing novels. Talk to kids about how to write, what a novel looks like, and how to get it published. So I'm hoping that that's going to be invigorating more than a drain. It's going to take up, I think, part of one morning a week. But I think if I transfer that one morning to an afternoon, I'll be in good shape. And if it keeps me motivated, if it keeps me moving, if it keeps me engaged in the process, then I think that's all to the good. I'm expecting, you know, maybe half a dozen kids will play along at home. But I really want to try to get some YA people writing YA literature so that they have a feel for what it is they're doing and what the wider world of arts actually involves. And given that this is the Arts Magnet program, I think it's an entirely appropriate activity. So, we'll see. Very interesting. We have quite heavy haze. I would say fog. It's not heavy fog, because I can see, of course it is fog, but I can see just about a half a mile before I start seeing fog. Looking forward to my breakfast this morning, speaking of weight loss. Right, setting up a big lawn sale here. Friday morning, I suppose, set up for the weekend. Pain in the butt that must be. I don't even like sorting through my Second Life inventory, let alone my First Life inventory. Gosh, it's a monster. So yeah, Yeah, it's a very quiet morning this morning. Guy came around the corner jogging. I can hear him 50 yards away. Good morning. working hard. And the last turn to the north. Sun is a big orange ball over there. Finally gotten up above the fog bank. It's supposed to be another hot day. And True Green. A lawn company is supposed to come today. Look at my lawn. I'm sending a supervisor over because my lawn is in such rough shape. Another thing that they're doing is helping it a great deal. So, you know, a large portion of it is faulty sprinklers, bad irrigation, it's not getting enough water. But I need to get the fence fixed, and I can get the sprinklers fixed. I have to pay my taxes. Good morning. Back. So yeah, I figured I had lost more weight than the scale was showing because I'm wearing a pair of what I call my skinny pants. The 34s, 34 regular fit Wranglers. And 34s fit snugly, or usually fit snugly. I put this pair of 34s on yesterday, and it was like, are these the relaxed fit? What the hell? And I realized that no, these are the regular 34s. It's just that scale was off, I guess. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. I'm looking forward to my breakfast. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then.